Energy storage in power grids. Electricity on demand from sun and wind.
Good morning. Here is the 8 o'clock news. A major power failure last night blacked out huge areas of Germany and other neighbouring countries for the best part of an hour. In total, more than 10 million people were deprived of electricity. The blackout occurred after a high-voltage power line in Lower Saxony had to be disconnected from the grid for safety reasons. Experts suspect that this led to problems on the lines feeding power into the grid from wind turbines on the North German coast. This, in turn, led to the automatic disconnection of power lines in several other regions. The German government has called for a full investigation into the cause of the incident by the energy company concerned.
A power failure caused by environmentally friendly wind energy? It's hard to believe that something like that could be possible. And yet, in the fall of 2006, when the lights went out all over Europe and beyond, from Belgium to Morocco, this was precisely the first suspected cause. It is true that renewable energy sources can create a real headache for operators of power generation plants and distribution networks, as Christian Deutsch from the Fraunhofer Institute for Environmental Safety and Energy Technology explains.
Most renewable energy sources used in Germany, such as wind power or photovoltaics, produce a fluctuating supply of electricity. The national grid often receives a very high feed-in from these sources at times when it is not actually needed. In other words, more energy is being generated than can be consumed immediately.
For instance, when strong winds are blowing. In an attempt to balance the load on the grid, the energy companies try to divert the surplus electricity to other regions, sometimes considerable distances away to wherever it is needed. If this isn't possible, other power generating stations in the grid have to throttle their output. In the inverse situation, when the weather is calm and the wind farms are unable to supply any electricity, the power utilities bring auxiliary generating stations online. As long as the proportion of renewable energy sources remains relatively low, fluctuations in output can be regulated in this way. But what will happen in the future when more and more wind turbines are generating electricity for input to the grid?
Most studies say that by 2015 at the latest, we will no longer be able to regulate the amount of wind energy feed-in using the existing power generation infrastructure. So by 2015 onward, we will need energy storage devices which can store large quantities of energy.
This is where the Fraunhofer Gesellschaft aims to develop solutions through its frontline theme, Energy Storage in Power Grids. 8 institutes with special expertise in power engineering, power electronics, materials science, and chemical engineering are pooling their resources to pursue a common objective: developing storage devices that will enable an uninterrupted supply of electricity to be generated from renewable sources, like today's grid based on conventional power generation plants. Facilities for storing energy already exist in today's power generation networks. The best known example is pump storage, where surplus electricity is used to pump water from a basin to a higher level storage reservoir. As soon as the demand for energy increases, the water is allowed to flow back down through a turbine. This would seem to be an ideal solution, but it has one major drawback.
You have to understand that the construction of a storage basin can have a serious impact on the natural environment. A considerable number of storage basins has already been built here in Germany, but there are no major plans to build any more, so we cannot count on them to increase storage capacity in the future. In other words, we have already exhausted the country's potential in terms of this highly efficient storage method, so we will have to look to other forms of energy storage to meet our future needs.
Ideally, these storage systems should be distributed throughout the power network, for example, in the vicinity of wind farms. One of the technologies that Fraunhofer researchers are considering in this context is that of compressed air storage. The surplus electricity is used to drive compressors that force air into underground caves or specially designed steel pipe systems. When the air is later released from these storage vaults, which act as outsized gas bottles, the pressure can be used to drive a generator.
Another area of research which Fraunhofer researchers are concentrating their efforts on, in addition to compressed air energy storage, is that of redox flow batteries. This type of battery uses liquid electrolytes to store energy. They could be linked to a liquid fuel battery in which the entire electrochemical reaction takes place in one integrated unit, similar to the process that takes place inside a hydrogen fuel cell.
Redox flow batteries have one decisive advantage over conventional rechargeable batteries. It is very easy to increase their capacity if needed, simply by installing bigger tanks to hold the energy-storing electrolyte. This technology is already in use, notably in Japanese wind farms. However, redox flow batteries are still relatively expensive. To make them more affordable, Fraunhofer researchers are developing lower-cost but nevertheless reliable components.
And a related idea, fairly obvious when you think of it, would be to use the energy storage capacity of these batteries to solve grid instability. They could serve as a short-term source of electricity to meet sudden unexpected peaks in demand, namely by temporarily discharging the car batteries.
Another focus of their work will be rechargeable lithium-based batteries. These are the batteries widely used in laptop computers and cell phones. But this type of battery, too, is still too expensive for larger-scale energy storage. Despite this, it has been suggested that they could be used to power electric vehicles. The cumulative effect of thousands of electric vehicles plugged into charging stations could help to balance the fluctuating load on the distribution network, quite simply by temporarily feeding energy back into the grid. With concepts like this and the technologies to realize them, Fraunhofer researchers aim to play a part in ensuring that our power network is capable of meeting all the challenges associated with the use of renewable energy sources today and in the future.